Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Buenos días, me llamo Gaine.
Kingsley here, Mexican Spanish Series Lesson 1. Hey, what you been up to? I'm Kingsley. I'm here with Gaine, and we'd like to welcome you to the first lesson of the Mexican Spanish Series in SpanishPod101.com, the only place where you get podcasts adapted to the Spanish of Mexico.
Así es. That's right. Here we reference the core curriculum of SpanishPod 101 and show how it applies to Mexican Spanish.
We'll also shed light on words and idiomatic phrases proper to Mexico,
showing you how these are pronounced with an authentic Mexican accent,
and giving you insight into Mexican customs and culture. So join us for this lesson of SpanishPod101.com.
Bienvenidos a todos. Welcome to your first Mexican Spanish lesson.
Today we'll study how the Spanish is spoken in Mexico City. This lesson differs a little bit from the neutral version that we heard in Newbie Lesson 1. Also, we'll learn the basics of introductions using the verb estar, to be.
In today's Mexican conversation, we'll hear Roberto and Angela say hello to each other. And as the conversation shows, these are good friends.
Check out the transcript and translations in the PDF for this lesson at SpanishPod101.com. Now, to begin, let's go back to Newbie Lesson 1, where we heard the following conversation.
Hola.
Hola. Buenos días.
¿Cómo estás?
Yo estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
Yo estoy muy bien. Gracias.
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Hola. Hi.
Hola. Buenos días.
Hi. Good morning.
¿Cómo estás? How are you?
Yo estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
I am very well. And you?
Yo estoy muy bien. Gracias. I am very well. Thanks.
Now let's hear what that sounds like in Mexican Spanish.
Hola, Roberto.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Cómo está la familia?
Muy bien. Gracias.
Once again.
Una vez más.
Hola, Roberto.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Cómo estás?
Bien. ¿Y tú? ¿Cómo está la familia?
Muy bien, gracias.
So, Gaine, you can see that there are some really noticeable differences between the two conversations. To begin with, let's look at the way, hi, good morning, was pronounced in Mexican Spanish. Gaine, could you repeat that for us, please?
Sure, Kingsley. Angela said, hola, Roberto. And Roberto responded, ¿qué pasó?
What you been up to. Now, let's remember that in Newbie Lesson 1, it sounded like this.
Hola, buenos días.
Gaine, what do you think are the major differences?
Bueno, Kingsley, en la Ciudad de México, an informal way to say hola is ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó?
Así es. We use it as a greeting to ask, what have you been up to or what you have been doing lately? I would say it's more common in Mexico to say buenos días as a way to say goodbye rather than to say hello.
Interesante, Gaine. So in Mexico City, we use hola as well as ¿qué pasó?
Exacto, Kingsley.
And you hold off on saying buenos días, buenas tardes, or buenas noches until you're ready to say goodbye.
Yo diría que así es.
Wow. So again, the neutral way to say hi, good morning is
hola, buenos días.
And in Mexican Spanish, we say
¿qué pasó?
What you been up to. Great. All right. Next, we look at the way how are you was pronounced in Mexican Spanish. Gaine, could you repeat that for us, please?
¿Cómo estás?
How are you? Now, Gaine, in Newbie Lesson 1, it sounded exactly the same.
Yeah, you are right. Well, the thing is that we tend to say ¿cómo estás? Just like we heard in Newbie Lesson 1. However, we also asked ¿y cómo está la familia?
I see. And that means ¿and how is the family? Gaine, could you tell us more about this, please?
Bueno, sabes, en la Ciudad de México, we are an extended family culture. Well, not only in Mexico City, but in Mexico in general.
Es un concepto interesantísimo. That's a very, very interesting concept. And so, what's the reason behind asking someone how his or her family is when you're greeting them?
Bueno, déjame decirte. In Mexico, we think that it's a courtesy to ask about the family and not just about the person that you are talking to. And this is because we know that our relationships with others are integral in our lives.
Ay, muy interesante. So in Mexico City, every time you ask someone how he or she is doing, it is important to ask about his or her family as well?
Claro.
Okay, Gaine, one more time. How does it sound in Mexican Spanish?
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo está tu familia?
How are you? How's your family?
Aprendes rápido, Kinkley.
Pues qué dices, gracias a ti. All right, now let's go over some of the localisms that came up in the conversation. To begin with, we'll look at the expression, ¿qué pasó? Gaine, would you take us back to where this came up in the Mexican-Spanish conversation?
Claro que sí. Ángela said, hola, Roberto. And Roberto respond, ¿qué pasó?
What you been up to? Now, we just touched on this expression briefly. So, Gaine, what does it exactly mean?
Bueno, asking qué pasó is like asking what you've been up to. It's like saying what's been going on.
I see. I noticed that it's in the preterite tense.
Correcto. We use the past tense because we are asking what has been going on or what you have been doing.
Ajá, gotcha, te entiendo.
¿Sabes, Kingsley? There is another expression that we use the same way, but it's not as popular.
¿Qué es? What is it?
Sometimes we say, ¿qué hubo? This is a contraction of ¿qué hubo?, which literally means, what was there? But it's a lot like WhatsApp.
¿Qué hubo? Me gusta eso. I like that.
¿Y sabes? We usually pronounce it a lot faster. ¿Qué hubo?
¿Qué hubo?
There you go. Bien hecho. Well done.
Wow, that really seems to be wrapped up in Mexican culture.
You are right, Kingsley. It's very Mexican. De hecho, we use, for example, cubos or cubas as the plural form of cubo.
Así que if I were going to greet more than one person with this expression, I would say, ¿cubos o cubas?
It's so cool, Kingsley.
Well, it's a lot of fun to learn, too. That's something I find as I learn other languages. It's always good to learn local expressions on top of the grammar.
Por supuesto, Kingsley. Ahí es donde está el sabor del idioma. That's where the flavor of the language is.
El sabor. Wow. Me gusta eso, eh? I really like that. I already feel like I've picked up some Mexican Spanish.
For sure you have.
And you know, learning more about Mexican culture makes it easier for me to put these expressions into context.
De eso se trata, Kingsley.
All right, I guess that wraps up today's lesson.
And be sure to reference this lesson with Newbie Lesson 1.
And don't forget to try out the Spanish Review in the Learning Center, where you'll find test questions, answers, and comments on the answers.
It's a great way to start practicing on your own.
See you soon.
Nos vemos pronto.